Here we go, Tuesday, December 6th, 2022. What more do we need to say? Half Murph. Murph, one of the most well-known, potentially beloved workouts in CrossFit, named after Michael Murphy, fallen SEAL. And as a former SEAL myself, you know, all the hero workouts obviously hit close to home. But if you're interested in learning more about Murph's story and whatnot, you can certainly, with a very quick Google search, learn a lot about what he did and, you know, the situation that led to him losing his life, all that kind of stuff. But there's a real person behind the Murph workout. That's the critical thing to realize. Murph as a whole, it's just a body weight bonanza with some engine work in there as well. So Murph is, this is also our not for time option of the week if you so desire, for time or not, 800 meter run, 50 pull-ups, 100 push-ups, 150 air squats, and another 800 meter run. It says if you have a body armor or a weight vest, go ahead and wear it. Usually that's a 20 pounder for the men, 14 for women. You don't have to wear the weight vest to make it prescribed. Let's just get that out there. Wear the vest if you want. Don't wear the vest if you don't want to. The interesting thing to note about this is the chunk of work in the middle. You have to start and end with an 800 meter run, but the 50 pull-ups, 100 push-ups, and 150 air squats, it's your choice as to how you do them. You just have to get them done between those two runs. So if you want to do, just chip away at the 50 pull-ups until you finish them, and then knock out 100 push-ups, chip away at them until you knock out 100, and then get through 150 air squats. You can do that. Or what's a very popular way to do it is do the 800 meter run, then 10 rounds of 5 pull-ups, 10 push-ups, and 15 air squats. Doing 10 rounds of that will get you those numbers, and then you finish with one more 800 meter run. But again, totally your choice in as to how you'd like to do that and whether or not you wear a vest. But this is a bit of a longer workout and obviously very lightweight or no weight whatsoever if you're not wearing a weight vest. We've got below parallel, we've got a gymnastics pull, and we're pressing against the ground. We didn't go below parallel yesterday. We did something very polar opposite. 7 sets of 1 power clean. We went overhead, so we did press in that direction 7 times with a heavy weight. Now we're pressing in a different direction with just our body weight. And we're getting in some nice running and some nice below parallel as well. So this was a really nice fit based upon where we've been recently. And last week for upper body pulling, we had rope climbs and we had bar muscle-ups. So now getting back to some classic pull-ups is just a really nice fit. Other options you might want to consider in case they don't jump out at you right away. For the wild card option, I went ahead and put the bike in there in case that's what you want to do. Maybe you just can't get out there and run. Running doesn't treat you well, whatever it happens to be. If you wanted to hop on the rower for a 1,000 meter row instead of the bike, all good. You know, fitness is going to be achieved. Scale option has the runs knocked down a little bit, as well as the overall volume of the gymnastics work. And for the push-ups, it's totally your call. Regular push-ups, elevated push-ups, knee push-ups, whatever gets you there, good to go. Limited equipment option is just your same Murph as the prescribed. And this is just, it's not Murph prep, because quite frankly, we don't do Murph prep at Linchpin. I don't think that you should have to do Murph prep if you're doing well-rounded programming. You should be running. You should be working on gymnastics movements, and then when Murph comes around, you do Murph. But this is just a great way to get in about a mile of running and 10 rounds of Cindy, a beautiful time domain, and go ahead and get on the weight vest if you want to just feel that sensation once again. So hope you enjoyed Murph, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.